Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Well, Mike, one of the more challenging entrepreneurial issues in the state is in South Carolina, when we look at the number of startups per capita, we compare pretty favorably to North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, our neighbors. But what we're not able to do is then grow them rapidly, generate a lot of revenue, grow the customers, raise more capital. And I've had some conversations with South Carolina entrepreneurs in the last few weeks about what I think they're struggling with and what is a state we need to kind of help people understand. I'm working with a software company down in Charleston, a woman-founded company, and she's going through her presentation with me. And we get to the slide where it says, this is how we generate revenue, gets through her presentation. And I said, you know, the big observation I've got is you got to pick something. You don't have the resources to do a dozen of them. And she said, yeah, but I had to bootstrap. I had to take revenue where I could get it, you know, to get where I am. And I think most people that have tried to start a company, I know you and I have both done that. We can appreciate that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're working with people who can pay you. And she's done that. And in a way, that's a really good thing because now she's got lots of different experiments she's done. You know, she can compare them. She can decide which one, you know, is the most traction and double down on one and try to drive it. But I think the hardest thing is just that mindset change. So when she's going out and trying to raise money, she's going to have a tough time getting people to invest in the bootstrap company she has. What she needs to begin to do is now present the highly scalable company that the investor is going to invest in. You know, she's just got to kind of get her mind around it. And you've probably run into that before too, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. And so is this what you're saying then is a common situation here in, among South Carolina startups?
Yeah, I see this a bunch where we've bootstrapped, we've got a lot of different options. We need to focus. Another challenge that I see that's pretty common, and this was a young man who's founded a company in Greenville, and he's got a manufacturing business. And what he's done is taken three different capabilities that were in three different companies, and he's kind of put them together, aggregated them together. And what he says is this group of capabilities is distinctive in his industry. You know, nobody else does this. But when he pitches his idea, it's all about the capabilities he's put together. And my question to him was, okay, that's really great. Who woke up in the morning with a problem and says, you know, that's a great solution to my problem? And, you know, initially he struggled with that, you know, and he's, again, he's got a whole bunch of different customers and, you know, he walks through each one of them. And what he and I have been able to do is, you know, get him to begin to articulate which one of these types of customers is the best customer for him. So, you know, in the future, when he pitches, you know, he shouldn't say, here's the capabilities we have. It's not what he should start with. He needs to start with here's who our customers are and here's what the problem they have. So it's a little bit similar to the lady down in Charleston, but it has to do with, you know, focusing on, you know, a core customer. You know, you just ask us if it's a common problem. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm seeing this all over. The last way you see this manifest itself is, you know, there's another manufacturer up here that their business is actually broken into three different legal entities. And each legal entity has a different set of investors, and those investors are all kind of different. And, you know, again, it was a bootstrapped kind of approach. They were trying to raise capital where they could, and, you know, they did the best they can. But now what they've got is a pretty complex situation. And so when you try to scale it, you know, if it's complex, it's really hard. So, you know, I think we need some folks in South Carolina to begin to put the resources together so entrepreneurs can, you know, begin to focus on scaling and not have to bootstrap so much, you know, do this in a systematic and methodical way. I think we've got the good startups to begin with. We've got some really good founders. We just need to put the ecosystem in place now so they can grow rapidly, grow large, and really impact our economy.
Well, John, as always, thank you so much for your time and the update.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner, is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture in Greenville. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.